If we'll come to order, we'll begin our October 15th, 2007 regular session. We'll start with a moment of silence, and then we'll have the pledges. Amen. Lord, if you'll lead us in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag, I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one nation, under God, indivisible, with
I just got sidetracked. Been doing this.
What does Sheriff say?
Our first item is public comment. Mr. Jenny?
Yes, I would like to request to get something on the agenda for the next meeting. Some months ago, the county joined an organization about the wild hog hunting situation, a wild pig situation. And I think that we did have to pay to join this association. Does my memory serve me correct that we did have to put out some money?
I don't think we paid.
We didn't have to pay to join that?
Nope.
Well, what I'd like to do is possibly get an update of what's been going on in Usher County, if there have been any results of actually belonging to this association, or if they've made any difference in the hog population in Usher County. Otherwise, just an update to find out what's going on about joining this organization. Did we get in?
Did we join any organization?
Yes, we did. Because I talked to the judge about it, and I even gave him a form for, I'm associated, or I know quite a few hog hunters. I even filled out a form, I made up a form to give him that he could give to these landowners that would that these hunters would be willing to come in there and take care of their property, and it wouldn't cost them nothing. But the thing of it is, most of the landowners that had been approached by some of my friends to get rid of their problem, the landowners wants the hog hunters to pay them to get rid of their property. And which I had a long discussion with Judge Dean about this. And this organization, I believe, if my memory serves me right, is an organization over in Kyogo. I think that was where they was at. But like I say, my memory's not as good as it used to be. And this has happened some months ago. So I just wanted to find out if we could possibly get an update on what's going on.
What I recall, I think, was out of Austin, and there was a fee attached to this, but I don't think we elected to be a part of the program. It was going to cost X amount of dollars, you are correct, but I don't think that's for Canada.
Well, that's the reason why I talked to Judge Rallo about it, because to put it bluntly, I'm a taxpayer, and I didn't feel like that I should be paying to solve somebody else's problem when they're trying to charge the hunters to go in there and solve the problem.
We've got
to
be careful.
And like I say, I gave the judge a form that more or less could be filled out, an agreement between the hunters and the landowners, that it wouldn't cost the landowners nothing if they give the hunters permission to come on their property and solve their problem. Consequently, the judge was saying that at the time that this came up, that there had been a number of people in Upshur County that had filed a complaint or was complaining about the wild hog population. be this organization was going to hire some supposedly professional hog hunters, and that they would take care of the problem. Well, this, and if my memory serves me correct, that there was some cost to joining this organization for the county. But it's been quite a few months ago. But I'd just like to possibly get it on the agenda for the next meeting, so we can get some kind of an update on if this problem been solved. That was back when this, all of this flooding was going on, and there was a problem with beavers and hogs, and which has been some months ago. But I have not seen, heard, or anything of anything that's going on in Upton County. I just wonder if we actually had to pay for it, you know, what are we paying for?
I don't believe that there was anything placed in the budget for anything along those lines.
No, the budget on that. I remember something back in the spring.
Well, we got some literature about the feral hogs, but I can't remember about us.
I even spoke to the commissioner back then, and I gave each of y'all a copy of some clubs of hog hunters in this immediate area. That's all that these boys do is on their spare time, they go out and they trap, they run them with dogs, and they also shoot them with snakes. But they eliminate the hogs off the property, and it don't cost the property owner nothing, except giving them permission to come on the land and take care of the property.
Okay, Mr. Jim, it's not on the agenda, so we can't further discuss it. Anyone else? Okay. Consider and take action on approval of A, accept recording all payroll checks.
My name is Lisa Buck, and I have one additional. This is the affidavit signed by Commissioner Campbell to give his salary, not take the pay increase that needs to go in for finance.
Signed by Commissioner Campbell, refusing the raise that all the other elected officials got. Keep his salary the same.
There's no place for us to sign that.
No, he just has to go in the minutes.
Right.
Well, motion approved.
Second.
Glenn Campbell made the motion to approve recording of all payroll changes. James Prisner, accept. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Payroll.
Motion to approve the payroll.
Second.
Motion by James Crittenden, second by Glenn Campbell. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed?
I made that motion, that second.
Did you?
Okay.
He's out of town. Item C, budget amendments.
No action.
No action needed on item C. Item D, accounts payable.
You got a motion to second, but you didn't vote on B.
Yeah, we did. We voted.
Item D, accounts payable.
There was one item highlighted on the fund and general that was termed cardiologist. It was, we found out it was a federal prison, so we deleted that invoice, so it is not in this campaign.
On the jersey?
Yes. It's the Howard cardiologist. $909.84 is a federal prison, and so we deleted that invoice. It's 10,565.
Here was that 909, you said?
Yes, $909. That one was deleted.
Motion to approve accounts, this time, payment, I'm sorry.
Second. Motion by Mr. Crittenden, second by Mr. Crabtree. Approve accounts payable. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Item E, except for recording various commissioners' court documents, included but not limited to the following: auditor's report, treasurer's report, monthly report, oaths, deputations, certificates.
Ms. Ferguson, Ms. Harris said she would do her monthly report at the end of the month with her quarterly. It was on this one.
Do we have anything?
Oh, yeah, here's it.
Yeah, I have one bond.
Motion to approve.
I have my understanding that there was a deputation was pulled from this meeting. Is that correct?
A deputation.
Right, the one deputation that reported this.
Yes, it was took off. It was pulled out.
Okay.
We have one oath from the sheriff's office.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Crabtree, second by Commissioner Campbell. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Item L, JP Technology Fund expenditures.
No action required.
No action on item L. Item G, applications for use of Upshur County roads and right-of-ways.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Do we have any? I hadn't signed them. Okay. I just know I hadn't signed any, so I need to sign them if we've got any.
What, the roads? Yeah, they one but one. You signed them.
Oh, did I? Okay, yeah. I'm sorry.
Glenn, did you make the motion?
Yes, sir.
Commissioner Campbell made the motion. James Crittenden, second. The application for use of Upshur County roads and right-of-ways. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Agenda item 3, consider bids on property foreclosure for delinquent taxes and take action.
Morning, gentlemen.
Morning, Mike.
There's five properties this morning to consider. First one I have is in Commission Precinct 4. We have two bids on it. Bidder number one bid $1,750. Bidder number two bid $1,050. That property is described as lot 74 Crawford condition. Its appraisal district's value was $2,500. It was struck off for $2,000 back in October of 2003.
Motion to accept the bid of bidder one, $1,750.
Motion by Commissioner Campbell, second by Commissioner Crittenden, to accept the bid on foreclosure for $1,750. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed?
Next one I have is also in Commission Precinct 4. We have a bid for $5,200. Property described as lot 3 and part of lot 4 in passing condition fit condition. The appraisal district's value on it is $16,000. It was struck off at $7,328 back in December of 2004.
Motion to reject.
Second.
Motion motion by Commissioner Campbell to reject the bid of $5,200, seconded by Lloyd Crabtree. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed?
Next property I have is in Commissioner Precinct 2. It's described as Lot 5 and the east 20 feet of Lot 7, Block 2 of Elmwood Edition. Appraisal district value is $16,424. It was struck off for $5,515.38 back in May of 06.
That's supposed to be in Precinct 4.
Precinct 4.
You're right. It's Elmwood. It's on Redbud, just west of Titus on the north side.
Motion to accept.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Campbell, second by Commissioner Crittison to accept bid for $3,500. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried.
Next property I have is in Precinct 1. I have a bid for $600 for a lot described as Lot 186, Phase 4 of Glenwood Acres. Appraisal district value is $2,100. It was struck off for value of $2,100 back in October of 06.
Motion to accept this bid.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Crittison to accept the bid of $600, second by Commissioner Campbell. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried.
Next property I have is also Glenwood Acres. I have a bid for $1,000 for the property described as Lot 500 and 501, Phase M4 of Glenwood Acres. Appraised value of $29,080. It was struck off for $11,350.61 back in May of 06. Those are the mobile home lots, real small mobile home lots.
I looked at this one the other day, and I disagree with the appraised value here. The structure is just all dilapidated, so I'm going to accept this bid.
This cheap mobile home is just this 85 model.
It's trash.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Crittison, second by Commissioner Crabtree, accept the bid of $1,000. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
Thank you, gentlemen.
Motion carried. Thank you, Mike. Agenda item number 4, discuss and take action to appoint election judges for November 2007 election.
McKenzie in 12. Well, you just want to make the motion all together? Or you want to vote on it separately?
No, we have to make the motion all together.
Let's put the three that's on that list in precinct. In 12, 13, 14. Ms. McKenzie and Mr. Barnes and Ms. Nash.
So y'all got four boxes, one of these commissioners precinct for elections.
Oh, we got 12 boxes.
Alternate judge, Mr. Alternate Judge.
Well, we're gonna do the judges and then the alternates. You wanna do the judges and alternates all together?
We can do it all.
Let's might as well do it all together.
Do it all together.
This is alternate, right?
Mr. Paulson has told us that he could not work.
Who?
Mr. Paulson, in precinct 5 and 6 in Glenwood. When we called, he said he could not work. He would not work the poll anymore.
When did he tell you that?
When I called him.
Was it prior to last week?
Yes.
I talked to him last week.
I didn't get guidance.
I'll verify these judges here.
Do we have three vote boxes or four?
Three in each precinct.
For the alternate judges, I'd like to appoint Mr. Carron to work in the Union Grove box, November the 6th. Ms. Olive Bates to work in the Glenwood box. Ms. Judith Burleson to work the East Mountain box.
Is that the way it's listed on here, Jane?
I have a system to get you done there.
Miss Burleson doesn't live in that box. We should appoint her today? I mean, I don't think we should appoint someone that doesn't live in that voting area. That's a last minute emergency effort to put her in there. Correct?
I don't have a copy of the combined boxes here. You got a list of them that are posted. I don't have that.
2 and 3. Which would be West Mountain and Union Grove. Then 1 and 4, which would be East, Southeast Gilmer and East Mountain.
I'm sorry. She does live there. I'm sorry. You're right. I'm sorry.
Okay. That's got my judges and alternates.
You want to make one motion for all of them?
All the way across?
Yes. Okay, Mr. Crittenden makes a motion to have a second.
Just like this?
Yeah.
Second.
Mr. Crabtree, second. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Item 5, discuss.
We still have to do it. We have to do it in each one of the boxes.
We did.
We did. It's on the list, or exactly like the list is. Presented to us.
Just like that listed.
You're going to have two judges. It's going to, just like Ms. Burleson and
Ms. Austin.
And Ms. Penn, well, you've got to have a Republican judge. Then you got to have an alternate that you.
Mm-hmm. It's on there.
It's on there. It's all.
No, what I'm saying is you can only have, you can't appoint all those judges on there. We're only going to have 12 boxes open.
Let me see. Look.
Yeah, you'll have to have a worker from each.
From each precinct, there's going to have to be a judge that's appointed.
Each box, we have to appoint this many.
All three of mine's on there, so.
Mine's on there, too.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
But you got more than what you did.
I don't. Three boxes is all I ever have.
Oh, you guys three. But Mr. Perkins and Mr. Campbell's got more than
that. Yeah, but you got
more judges in your box.
Two more judges.
Well, you got five or six boxes sitting over there, too, buddy. So see, you've got five judges, and only three of them serve.
He's got precinct 7, and then he's got 8 and 9 combined, and then he's got 10 and 11 combined.
Well, that's what I'm saying. To serve in 8 and 9.
This one,
which one of those judges is going to be the judge in that combined box?
Pick the. Combined, I don't know which one we combined.
You've got Mr. Burks, and you've got Mary McElroy.
Okay, make a motion for the election judge, Christie Fincher, alternate Betty Roberts. And then on 18, 19, 20, Mr. Glenn Leach and Joyce Moon.
I believe we're doing wrong on this. I think this is right.
You follow what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
Okay, there's two judges. And for example, in 8 and 9, we can only have one judge that we have to appoint of those two. And that's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. But they had to serve. Dean told me they had to serve on the last one, I believe. Isn't that correct?
No. We can appoint anybody.
I don't think so.
Huh?
May I make a point of order?
Yes.
Commissioner's Court can only approve or disapprove those names on that list. They can't pick people. They can approve or disapprove those that are submitted to them. You can disapprove a single judge if you want to, and then whoever submits that list has to get another name to you.
Right. I'm picking off the list right now.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah, I was losing you there. It seemed to be like picking people for service judges. Either approve or disapprove what's
submitted
here.
Right.
I'll explain it to you so you'll understand. We've got five. Okay. Okay.
But you can't cherry pick them. You can either accept them or not accept them. You can't take one out and put somebody else in.
Right.
Okay. You may have known that.
So motion is carried. It's done. Item 5, discuss and take action to approve.
Did we vote on this one? Did we vote on Glenn's over there?
We didn't vote.
Yeah.
No, we're not.
We don't have to.
We voted on.
But we've got it. I mean, that's the way it is on here. They've got them combined.
That's right. We either approve it or disapprove.
But it's.
You've got a list that I haven't seen. I don't have time for this thing. I was getting the list of all 20 names, or 20 judges. This also.
It's combined on that list. It's.
This also has the 20 on here.
Yeah, but they're already been combined for us.
Item 5. Discuss and take action to approve request by First Assembly of God Church to place the gospel stage on the courthouse lawn for use during the Yamboree.
Motion to approve.
Is this something that we've been doing?
Yes.
Yeah.
Where do they put it at?
Right out here on the north side, most close to town.
Okay.
Motion by Commissioner Campbell to have a second.
I second.
Commissioner Burks.
Commissioner Crabtree. No. I mean Commissioner Crittenden, second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
Aye. No, I'm not opposed.
Now, they had that on the north side of the square several years ago. They went in and out on the north side doors and stored their equipment inside. Is that a request they're asking for now? Because for years,
It just says to use the lawn.
Just to use the lawn.
Yeah.
And plus the gospel stage will still be out at the civic center.
Because they used to provide them to keep them in and out of their
It says in the letter, First Assembly of God is requesting permission to park a trailer on the lawn of the south side of the Upsher County Courthouse during the time of Jamboree for family activities such as Christian bands, public ministers, electric. It will be greatly appreciated if you thought of considering this request.
It said the north side, but didn't
it? South side.
It says south side.
South side. Well, on the agenda, Adam, it doesn't say.
It doesn't say, so we'll...
So we'll approve what the agenda Adam says. Is my thought.
We can specify where they're going to be, because the agenda doesn't say. We can put them on the north lawn. I mean, I'm not. They asked for the south, and I don't know out here where they would.
I think that was probably a mistake, because they know that the other bandstand's going to be right across the street.
Right, yeah.
Conflict there.
Yeah, I think we should designate it to the north lawn. Whoever made that motion, if you'll amend it.
Make it sound.
I'll amend it to the north lawn.
Second. Mr. Campbell made the motion. Mr. Whittaker second. Did you get the amendment? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Item 6, discuss and take action to approve contract with the Humane Society of Northeast Texas.
How much did the judge negotiate that for us for?
We're going to have to pay the full amount. Or we will be limited on how many dogs, right, sure?
I think you're right. 22, how many?
22,000.
22 even?
Humane Society of Northeast Texas.
When we prepared the budget, we adopted that amount of money, right?
That's correct.
And if he could get it lower, yeah.
We would have additional money in the budget if we got it lower. The way they allocate it out by animal, and if you're not in with the contract with them, they'll charge you additional money, additional cost to take the animal in. Upsher County gets a discounted price for the animal. Another option is dumping them in the county or
in front of my house.
Yep, $22,378 and being paid in four equal payments, $5,594.50 over the 12-month period. $22,378. Dean signed this, so this needs to go in the record.
Motion to accept the contract.
Have a motion by Commissioner Crittenden to accept the contract. Do I have a second? I'll second. Yes. Any further discussion?
I voted against it the first time, so you know.
But we've already budgeted for this
right.
For this yeah. money. We realized at that point in time
I think, gentlemen, we need this dearly, I think, and the sheriff agrees, we have a dog problem.
I know. Well, I'm not, it was that minor increase that I voted against. So.
Major,
no. They said it would be a minor increase.
But
it's, you know, it's a done deal now, so.
Motion by Mr. Christian, second by Mr. Ferguson. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried.
How much was the contract last year?
$6,500.
Something like that.
Was that that was the first year they contracted, second year? That just eased.
Item 7, discuss and take action to approve transfer of unused ballot box from the county clerk to the juvenile department for control of official documents.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Crabtree, second by Commissioner Campbell. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Item 8, discuss and take action to make nominations for the Upsher County Appraisal District Board.
I've got one that I'd like to nominate, that's Mr. Jimmy Carin.
I'd like to nominate Conrad Coppage.
Daryl McKnight.
So I guess we'll go into a separate motion. James was first. We have a second.
Second.
What's his name, John?
Jimmy Collins.
Man, sir, two. Sorry.
Two.
Okay.
We can nominate as many as we want.
I guess on the nomination, because we're not voting.
Right.
Yeah, we can just go with one motion.
Okay.
I nominate Conrad Coppage, Jimmy Collins. Conrad Coppage.
Daryl McKnight.
And Daryl McKnight.
You got anybody?
Benji got three of them. Benji said we had enough, he didn't want it. So beat it.
How many votes does the county have for that?
We have
1,100 is what's coming to my mind, something like that.
1,168.
Okay. No, that's all we have total.
But we've got the option to split our vote.
Commissioner Crabtree Commissioner Crittenden made the motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Commissioner Crabtree second. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion.
Not at all.
Yes. And then we may receive more votes. Am I right on this, Matt? We might receive school or somebody might go in with us.
Once the nominations are there, they'll be submitted to all the jurisdictions, and every jurisdiction got the option to vote you.
Right.
Whoever they want to on that ballot.
Right.
Yeah, you and several. The first time I went on, I had to vote about 60 different jurisdictions.
Item 9. Discuss and take action to bid fuel system for road and bridge system.
What we need to do is get our specifications. But I guess we'll just go out for bid or authorize the judge to advertise it when he gets back. And then we can get the bid specifications together between now and then.
Yeah.
Are we going to try it? Are we going to try it for the smart pump? Or?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We got our tanks. All we need is.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll have to have new
specifications.
New pumps and the card reading dispenser.
That's your motion?
That's my motion.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Crabtree, second by Commissioner Campbell, to approve going out for bids on fuel system for road and bridge to be turned over to Judge Fowler.
For advertising. And
for
we need to...
For advertisement and specification.
We've got to advertise it for 2 weeks.
2 weeks. Be at least over 15.
So, right, we need to probably have bids.
Don't mean over 15.
It'd be the 31st before we can.
But you gotta have a couple months out for bid before you get it back on.
Open them on the November the 15th. Okay. Bids to be submitted to the county judge November the 14th at 5 p.m.
November the 15th?
14th.
14th.
Opened on the 15th meeting.
At 5 p.m.?
Mm-hmm.
By 5 p.m.
By 5 p.m. on the 14th. Yes. Once we get it in place, we will remove the line item for fuel out of every department, and every department will get fuel there.
We got our tanks already.
Yeah.
Did you get the motion? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Item 10, open seal bids for vehicles for sheriff's department and take necessary action. And we have two. Mike Craig, Ford, Mercury, Gilman. I'll open and let you read them. Ask you to read them.
Please consider our bid on a 2008 Ford F-150 Super Crew 4x4 with the following equipment: Oxford White Premium Cloth, V8 engine, XLT power windows, power locks, four-wheel drive, four-speed automatic transmission, full power option. Our base price bid is $29,399.95 plus fees. What fees are there?
They're probably having special order fees and delivery fees.
$29,399.95. Plus fees.
What was what? It's a 2008 Ford 4x4.
Great. We're going to skip the official reading on this and go to the bottom line. It's four pages long. It is from Giselle Chevrolet and Gilmer. Invoice.
You want to look at it, sure?
I can't read this. Control or Sheriff's Department. It's $28,053.45 is the bottom price. $28,053.45. Well, that's a discount. That's what that says.
Yeah.
Invoice discount. It didn't say. It just said net price.
Metallic. Select cloth.
Do you want to buy one today?
We have to go out for bids because it's over $25,000. This is going to be paid for out of drug seize money. My recommendation is we take the Chevrolet's bid, which is a lower bid, which is also lower than the state contracted bid. So all we're doing is cleanup work.
You want to buy the Yuzell today? Motion to purchase the Yuzell Chevrolet today.
Second.
For the low bid of $28,053.45.
What model is that?
It's an 08.
208. Let's make sure Chevrolet is 208.
Yeah, what model?
Silverado.
Did you say that?
Yeah.
I'm just wondering if this one is four-wheel drive. I guess it is.
Should be a Z71 package is what it's in.
Rear axle.
Four-speed automatic.
Where you see it?
Right there.
Yep.
Four-speed automatic.
Four-speed automatic transmission, but not four-wheel drive.
Yeah, it should be four-wheel drive. Yeah, four-wheel drive. It's a 1500 right there.
Right. Four-wheel drive. Okay. We have a motion by Commissioner Crabtree, a second by Commissioner Campbell, to purchase the Chevrolet for the Sheriff's Department out of...
Out of...
Drug,
is that 13?
Money, 13.
Fun, I mean 13?
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
Good adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Y'all don't try to help me out much, do you?
Oh, we can.
Do you know who might have figures on that?
I'll have to find out.